Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Robert Ulrich, casting director for Fox's Glee and the Oxygen Network's new Glee spinoff, The Glee Project. Stick around, he could put you in pictures. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top music-related bestsellers, such as Kiss and Make Up by Gene Simmons, The Man Called Cash by Steve Turner, or even one of my recent favorites, Keith Richards' Life. You can also download Will Eisner, A Spirited Life. It's the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience who think casting might be one of the dark arts in the final Harry Potter movie in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm an amazing flirt. My talent is the way I flip my hair. My strength, besides my looks, is singing.
Babe, out loud.
Glee is me.
Those kids chosen for the Glee pilot 2 or 3 years ago certainly were lucky. And as noticed by the careful eye of casting director Robert Ulrich, talented. Now, if you saw a photo of the group before the show launched, you'd think, nah, never going to happen. Forget about it being an unlikely-looking group to succeed on network television, but how many weekly, hour-long musicals can you remember succeeding at all? Cop Rock? No. Eli Stone with some musical elements? No. Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee, obviously deserves a lot of credit for putting together the right elements, but apparently so does Ulrich. He was responsible for parsing the talent through auditions and helping Murphy see who could do what, and sustain their talents through a grueling network production schedule. But Ulrich is more than a song and dance man. He and his partners at Ulrich Dawson Kritzer Casting have also been responsible for the faces on everything from Dexter and The Mentalist to Drop Dead Diva and Battlestar Galactica. Now Ulrich is getting a chance at the limelight himself, in front of the cameras, with The Glee Project, a clever idea to maintain momentum for the fictional series by attaching it to a non-fiction reality search for the next potential star of Glee. The show airs Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on the Oxygen Network. Now, the winner will follow The Glee Project with a multi-episode guest-starring role on Glee, and who knows where that unique opportunity might take them. Robert Ulrich, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you doing? That was the most amazing introduction I've ever heard. I want to get a copy of that.
I'd be happy to provide it to you. Not a problem at all. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
That's great.
Robert, before we talk about the Glee Project, tell folks a little bit about your background prior to Glee.
Well, I was initially an actor, then I've been a casting director for many, many years, and like you listed a lot of my shows, I've been just very fortunate to, with my two business partners, Eric Dawson and Carol Kritzer, to have had the opportunity to cast, you know, so many great shows. And then Ryan Murphy was our, you know, has been a blessing to us because we did Popular and Nip Tuck and are doing his current American Horror Story. So he's been a great thing for us, you know, along the way.
So that's been an ongoing relationship, obviously.
It's been an ongoing relationship, yeah, and mainly with my business partner, Eric. It's just what happened is when Glee came along, Eric started and asked me to do it because he didn't feel as comfortable with the music element of it, and I have a background in singing. I was a singer and a music major and blah, 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 blah. And shortly Eric was like, this is your thing. So that's when my relationship with Ryan developed. I mean, I knew him, obviously, and had done you know, been around the other shows, but it was really on Glee.
Now, did any of the Glee cast come locked in already, or did everyone kind of pass through the process with you?
No one came locked in. Let me just think about that for a sec. No one came locked in. And the only person that that even, you know, was had been discussed was Lea Michele, because Ryan had basically, I think, written the role with her in mind. And but she still had to go through the whole process of auditioning for the producers, for the studio, for the network, the entire process. But she was the only one. And, you know, Chris Colfer's character didn't even exist. I mean, he sang for me, and he was so special that I took him to Ryan and had him read for a role that doesn't exist either. Rajesh, that is out of the pilot. And I said, he wasn't right for this, but I said, you know, and on the spot, Ryan came up with the role of Kurt. Hmm. So another element of Ryan's genius. And it's hard now to even imagine Glee without that character.
Well, and another character I think it's hard for certainly my teenage daughter and all of her friends to imagine Glee without would be Darren Criss, who came later on. I got to ask you, did his appearance in that Very Potter musical have something to do with him getting on your radar?
No, but you know what's funny? I had met Darren for the role of Finn, you know, when I was meeting hundreds of thousands of people, and he obviously wasn't right for Finn at all. But he was from my area in California. He's from the Bay Area, and I'm from Modesto. I just hit it off with him immediately because, first of all, he's the greatest guy you've ever met. And so, you know, he wasn't right for that. And then he came in so Ryan didn't see him. Then he came in for another role for me, for the role of the quadriplegic football player that I was very fortunate to find a tremendous, real quadriplegic kid named Zach Weinstein, who was brilliant. So it wasn't until Blaine came along that there was a role that he was even right for. But through that process, I did watch the Harry Potter musical, as well as another musical he wrote, which I probably can't say on the air the name, but he's just an extraordinarily talented kid, you know, amazingly talented. So it was so nice that when Blaine came along that there was finally, Ryan could finally see him, you know.
Well, and let me, I got to squeeze in a question. I can't believe how fast the time went. Let me squeeze in a question here about the Glee project itself. What talents did the people auditioning for the Glee project have in abundance, and what were most of them sorely lacking?
Well, what the Glee Project kids were so talented. You know, out of 40,000 people, it seems daunting that we wouldn't have been able to find it, but, you know, it was impossible to narrow down. But it's amazing how many kids just pop and how unique these kids are. And first and foremost, they're amazing singers, but I think that they are all such unique and special talents. As far as anything they were lacking, I mean, nothing really other than experience. You know, they're brand new, most of these kids. 90% of them were brand new. And the journey to the Glee Project is in a casting special that airs an hour before this show on Oxygen on Sunday nights. It's going to air at 8 o'clock, and this show airs at 9 o'clock. So if you watch that, it'll give you the whole background.
All right. Well, folks, we're just about to run out of time, unfortunately, but you can see The Glee Project on the Oxygen Network every Sunday night this summer at 9 p.m. Robert, I would love to have you come back and talk when we have more time. This was fascinating.
Oh, I'd love to. Anytime. Anytime.
I will take you up on that, and thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Good luck to you. Bye-bye. For more original interviews with America's top TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also leave a voice message that might be used on a future Mr. Media show by calling 1-727-498-4711. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
I play Finn's mom or Carol Hudson on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. There's so many things kids have to be good at these days. It's hard to stop and think about how something like learning music can help them in the future. Music helps kids because it's a performing art, and children need to learn to perform well so they can succeed in society. Getting an 85% on a math test is pretty good, but hitting 85% of the right notes during a concert isn't good enough for most music students or their teachers. A special kind of practice and preparation goes into the discipline of performing music, and it helps kids develop habits that will allow them to perform better in all areas of their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.